This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Kicking off the third hour of Free Talk Live. Live, if it's between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 days a week. It's Mark with you.
Jay.
And Angie.
We're not on 7 days a week. Free Talk Live has sort of rotating staff here. But, it wasn't created to be the Mark and Ian show. It was created to be an opportunity for you to call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. And that number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-free is in freedom. And we're reading the story from rightoncrime.com. It's a police officer writing, and he's sort of taking to task local municipalities and their use of traffic enforcement. Going on, he says, as a revenue generator, traffic tickets are a local politician's best friend. They can be increased as needed by a simple order from the top that enforcement needs to be stepped up. There's no shortage of violations and violators to cite, ever. By the way, it's probably worth pointing out right here that Neil Gorsuch, the Supreme Court Justice, recently said that anybody in America can be arrested for anything.
He's right.
Now, I'm not sure that anybody can be arrested for anything, but I'll go ahead and say this. Anybody can be arrested for something. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, everybody who's listening to me, you are doing something illegal. Yeah. And if you're in a car, it's very likely something that you're doing is illegal in that car.
You're probably, most everybody is impersonating a United States citizen. Almost everybody I know has checked off that they are a United States citizen on some government form, and that is a impersonating a United States citizen, and there is a criminal code for it. And people are actually, charged for that. And they do the time. They have to pay the taxes. They do involuntary servitude for impersonating a United States citizen.
Well, I'm sure there's lots of other violations, too. But nonetheless, going on here, he says, lest anyone complain that the response that it's for public safety shrouds the politician in an unimpeachable blanket of righteousness by looking out for our families, especially our children. We need a law against that crack in your windshield so that we might just save one child. If you have any doubt that the violations and violators are endless, try this mental exercise. First, read through the entire vehicle code in your state. In the month or so that it takes you to do that, try to memorize all the violations so that you have a clear picture in your clear picture of what you can and cannot do. Yes, I realize this is unfair because it's impossible. There's no way that you could possibly know all the ways that you might violate the traffic law as an average citizen.
Can I throw a good one in there?
What's that?
Massachusetts General Law, Chapter 90, Section 3.5. It says, any person who applies for a license to operate a motor vehicle gives irrevocable power of attorney to the registrar of motor vehicles. Just Google MGL 93.5 or the 1/2, and it's if you get a apply for registration for car, apply for registration for trailer, or apply for a license to operate a motor vehicle, you give irrevocable power of attorney to the registrar of motor vehicles.
One of my favorites is the swerving inside your lane as a reason to pull you over. If you're swerving inside your lane, it means you have not left your lane. I mean, what could they possibly say to you about swerve? I mean, who isn't swerving inside their lane to some extent? What is a swerve? How long does it take to swerve? Over the course of a mile? A half mile? A quarter mile? What is it? I don't even know what a swerving inside your lane is. I mean, my lane keeping software or whatever it is on my car, that's what it does. It bebops back and forth between a certain distance between the lines of the side of the road.
So you look like a drunk, right? Going down the road, maybe?
I don't think it's a noticeable length. I don't think it's noticeable, but it does do that.
I got a ticket from a new Vermont DOT cop in 2001 or 2002. I had this brand-new truck, and he's going to inspect it. My trailer was like 6 months old. So everything was like perfect. And he couldn't see any window washer with his flashlight down on my window wash thing. And there was a lot of bugs in my windshield. And I even hit the thing. I'm like, look, it's still spraying because it's got a little idiot light in. Yeah. Tells you what it is. He wrote me a ticket for not having an adequate amount of window washer. It's the only thing he wrote me a ticket for. I mean, I had a fire extinguisher, all the stuff, you know?
Who knew you even had to have that? I'm sure I had cars that didn't have a windshield squirter wiper thing.
Oh, well, it's you have to have it. Actually, it's part of inspection, but it just there wasn't enough. He said he couldn't visibly see it. And
well,
couldn't.
Wait a second. If I had my Volvo 1969 Volvo 142S...
Well, if that one wasn't required to have it, it's like these cars before certain years didn't have to have seatbelts or only had one tail.
So if you have a crappy enough car, it's fine. But right. If you have sufficiently a new car, then you've got to have it.
What happened with that ticket?
It got dismissed.
Okay.
Actually, the judge just dismissed it because I came all the way up from southern New Hampshire because my license was Winchester, New Hampshire when I had a license back then. And he's like, it was a $25 ticket, and I was on my way to Canada anyways. And I just stopped at the courthouse, you know, kind of set up my hate trip for that. And he was like, you came all the way up here. It was in St. Johnsbury, Vermont, so it was like a couple-hour ride.
Yeah,
and
that's the Northeast Kingdom.
Right, and he didn't even want to hear anything about it, and he just is like, well, you just showed up. He goes, did you fill up a window wash? I go, well, yeah, I want to keep the bugs off my window, you know, and that's all it was.
Yeah. They decided that it wasn't worth going after you. You could see the dedication. Let's go to Elise calling in from Maine. Elise, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, what's going on? I just wanted to let everyone know I'm not driving drunk. I'm just avoiding potholes.
Right. And that's right. If you're driving up in the Northeast, what else are you going to do with swerve inside your lane?
Sure. Like March is like, you know, Mario Kart around here. You know,
and April and May.
Yeah.
I'm sure, you know, if you could probably count up, like, quite a significant number of warnings or stops or whatnot for, you know, reckless driving calls that were actually avoiding, you know, frosties, potholes and whatnot.
Right.
But I guess what I wanted to bring up was that I know a police officer that actually told me the main reason for, you know, patrolling for speeding and whatnot. And he described it as community engagement. So, I mean, of course, there is such thing as criminal speeding. I mean, if you're going 90 and like a 50 sure. or whatnot, then they just have to because that's endangering other people's lives at that point.
Right.
Just because of the physical limitations of the car. I mean, if you're going, you know, these aren't race cars.
Yeah, 90's kind of dangerous, especially if you're not on, you know, the flattest and straightest of interstates.
Community engagement. I mean, isn't that why Hitler set up all the roadblocks?
Well,
so they
what that is
community
is looking
engagement.
For warrants is what that is.
Yeah,
yeah potentially, but you know, it's kind of he described it like a domino effect. If you have someone that's speeding, you know, you stop them from speeding, just let's say by a warning, then you know, kind of just spreads from there.
Yeah, in my experience, thanks for the call, Elise. Appreciate it. Most of the time I've been stopped, I can't speak for everybody, and everybody has a different experience, and I don't claim that their experience is going to be the same as mine. The vast majority of times I get caught, get stopped, I don't get a ticket. I just don't get one. Now, admittedly, I'm a volunteer firefighter. Oftentimes the helmet's sitting in the back seat. My wife, I think she's been stopped one time in the last decade and got a ticket.
I get
story.
A ticket every time.
Yeah.
And I get stopped a lot.
They say pretty ladies don't get tickets.
Oh, every time I get stopped.
I don't understand.
And I record them.
Well, I can't say that they probably like that.
Probably not.
They probably don't like that, yeah. I don't know. Anyway.
I don't know. I've kind of had a thing. I mean, if I see someone on the side of the road, I usually try to stop and, like, help them.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, even if I'm, like, have to be somewhere, and especially if it's, like, an older fella or an older lady, I'll definitely stop. But if I, like, don't really feel like stopping, and she looks like Angie, I'm going to keep going because some dude's going to stop and help her out. No problem.
Sure.
Yeah, well, that makes some sense.
But, you know, and I wonder if the same thing with cops is, you know, oh, this hot girl thinks she can just get away with this because, you know.
That is a meme, right?
You know, let her off the ticket or whatever.
The idea is that attractive women wouldn't get tickets.
You know, I was told when I moved to Westmoreland that the cops in the area knew where I lived, that they knew I moved from Alstead to Westmoreland because of who I was.
Huh. Wow.
They were certain that I was the founder of Cop Block, and I said, I have no idea how they got that idea.
That's interesting.
Tell me about it.
Yeah. Well, They watch the freestaters around here, got to say that. 855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE is in Free Talk Live, or use the Discord lines at discord.freetalklive.com.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up two bottles of Lickochops, get the third bottle free. New improved Lickochops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try Lickochops. Buy two, get one free. This is Henry Lukasiewicz for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Business owners, you want more customers? Accept cryptocurrencies. There's people all around you just waiting to spend money at your store. If only you would take it. I know, you've been waiting till someone else makes it easy. Well, good news. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com adds Bitcoin to your point of sale. Totally free. Use the same equipment you already have, now with Bitcoin. And unlike credit cards, there's no fees. Let the guys at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com bring new customers to your store. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Don't you hate that feeling in the pit of your stomach when the police pull you over? Most people have no idea how to handle it properly, and they promptly get fed into the municipal fee-generating meat grinder. Or maybe you recall that feeling you get when you go to the mailbox and see one or more letters from the IRS. You get a sense of impending doom, don't you? So let me ask you, if you could learn how to use the law to beat the IRS, traffic tickets, almost any courtroom scenario, collectors, credit card debt, and even a mortgage debt because of fraud perpetrated against you, would that be worth knowing about? Don't laugh. Investigate. Check out the life-changing benefits of the Lighthouse Law Club at their website, lighthouselaw.club. That's lighthouselaw.club. And while you're at it, visit the Lighthouse Law Club YouTube channel. You might be in for a pleasant surprise.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. Call in. Talk about whatever's on your mind. We're reading the story from this police officer talking about law enforcement and traffic safety and how, well, a lot of it's just hooey. But I want to tell you about My Magic Mud. My Magic Mud is a black tooth powder made of charcoalized coconut husks and bentonite clay. And that's got to sound pretty strange to you folks who've never used this before. But if it does, take a look at the ingredients on your toothpaste and tell me about all that other stuff that you're really familiar with that you're reading there. God knows what it is. Sore, swargum, what? I don't even know what those things are. I can't even guess at what's in your toothpaste. Anyway, it's clinically proven to whiten teeth, and it certainly does. I used it when I first started. Use it 4 days in a row, and then once every 4 to 7 days after that. And your teeth will be as white as they can be. And they have other products there at mymagicmud.com that you can fill in with. You know, they got great toothpastes. They've got toothbrushes made of bamboo. They've got mouthwash that's awesome. My wife loves that mouthwash. I've stopped using the mouthwash because she wants to have it for herself. So, fine, she can have it as long as she orders some more. And I think that My Magic Mud gets my teeth cleaner than regular toothpaste, too. And you should try it out and see whether that's true for you. You can get it at most major health food stores, Sprouts, CVS, Natural Grocers, Walmart's Natural Beauty Aisle. My Magic Mud has gone global in the last decade. It was just made by a mom who is trying to find a better tooth cleaner for her kids. And in the process, she found something that benefits us all. But if you go to MyMagicMud.com, I can get you 20% off with coupon code FTL20. It's MyMagicMud.com. This stuff isn't that expensive. So 20% off, I mean, it's not the greatest discount in the world, but man, oh man, you're going to be happy you did. MyMagicMud.com, coupon code FTL20. And it's a great product. I can't stress that enough. I love it.
I believe you can use Bitcoin buying it from those guys, right?
They used to be able to, but they have the new website, you no longer can. I think you might be able to call and do that, though.
Okay, so send them some emails. Be like, hey, guys, I want to pay you in cryptocurrency, and let's, you know, hustle them along a little bit.
Yeah, the new website is, you know, much more, it's a big deal. You know?
I'm sure they can add a button.
They might be able to do that. So, yeah, I want to go on with this article here from rightoncrime.com. The officer's talking about, hey, if you want to see whether or not traffic safety as it's enforced is fair or not, just go ahead and read all the traffic laws. So obviously that's impossible. In order to make this exercise plausible, just stick with the more common statutes and local ordinances. Laws may vary for each city or county you pass through, so add their ordinances to your reading list as well. Now think back to your drive into work this morning. Did you use your turn signal for every lane change? Did you signal
You don't need it for every lane change.
Now, some states you do.
If you read all these laws, Eddie Craig talks about this. This is true in Massachusetts, Vermont, and New York, where I did a lot of traffic tickets. It basically says for traffic ticket, for directional is required only when affecting the flow of traffic. So if there's no one on the road, whether you're at an intersection or, you know, cruising down the highway and doing lane changes, it's not required. And I've actually had cops on the stand read this. It's Chapter 89, Section 7B in Massachusetts, and they weren't even aware of it as they're reading it, and you know it's a good way to get a case dismissed. And also in Massachusetts and New York, all of these motor vehicle infractions is what they call them. You can only get a ticket for it in the event of a collision, is what it says. And the cops don't even everything goes to in the event of a collision is right at the very end of the code. And when you go to the Secretary of State's office and you have them print up this law and you have them stamp it certified Massachusetts Secretary of State's office, because that's really the only way to introduce it as evidence in a court. And it says at the end, in the incident of a collision and the way the statutory construction is set up is that's the only time they can really write you a speeding ticket or a ticket for a stop sign.
But the answer is that they can do it anytime they want. And
because they don't understand the law.
Well, and you're not going to fight it in most cases.
Oh, most people won't fight it. Right. I actually have been accused of using court as a sport, as having fun. So, yeah, I fight it.
That much is true. Going on, it says, did you signal at least 100 feet before making a turn? Did you exceed the speed limit even by 1 mile per hour? Did you drop down to 35 miles an hour for the exit ramp from the 75 miles per hour you were on the highway at the time? You don't have to answer. We all know the response. I chose these examples because these were just some of the violations I can recall from my drive to work this morning. I would add that each violation probably occurred more than once, and a few of them occurred many times. I would also add that despite this apparent recklessness and disregard for the law, I made it to work without getting into a traffic accident. I didn't even incur the wrath of my fellow travelers, as evidenced by the lack of finger-waving and horn-blaring. They're all doing it, too. If the average traffic ticket would incur a $100 fine, how much would my drive to work have cost me today if I'd been ticketed for each violation? $1,000? More? How much would it cost me to get back home? When I was a recruit at the police academy a lifetime ago, I remember an instructor telling our class, if you're following a car for more than 3 blocks and haven't found a violation to stop it for, then you aren't looking. He was right. None of us are capable of complying with the entirety of the vehicle code for any length of time. That does not even seem to make much sense. The entire goal of policing is to gain voluntary compliance with the law, something that cannot be done if the law cannot be understood or followed by the average person. This is really important.
The goalpost of policing has moved radically.
Yeah. I mean, there are people listening to me right now. I am one of these people that have talked in their lives about the rule of law and the importance of it. I'm sorry. The rule of law is a myth. If it ever existed, it certainly doesn't exist now. Because if you live in a nation where the law enforcers are claiming that all they have to do is follow you for 3 blocks to give you a traffic violation, pull you over, look in your car, and that there's a book written called 3 Felonies a Day. I don't know, ladies and gentlemen, if you've committed 3 felonies today. As a matter of fact, your mind probably recoils at the notion. But you haven't read the book. And these things are a reality. The Supreme Court justice has been quoted at this point saying anybody can be arrested for anything in this country. That's a statement not about how great this country is, but how far it has fallen. And I don't know. I mean, like, I've been told about the rule of law. I just don't know whether there was ever a moment in time whether this myth, this notion really existed. Maybe.
Yeah, we got to stop feeding this parasite is really the bottom line. I mean, I think that's the only solution. And, you know, activism and civil disobedience, there's a lot we can do. And we're doing it here in New Hampshire and having fun at it.
Yeah, so rightoncrime.com is where this article comes from. And I think this police officer is writing anonymously in this article. Actually, Randy Peterson, I'm sorry, it was below the fold here, is a police officer working on patrol, 21 years. And he's really got it right. Traffic enforcement in this country is taxation. They are revenueers with guns.
Taxation without representation.
Sure. Anybody can be picked up for anything. They're saying it right here. And, you know, what are you going to do about it? You can't go to court and say, hey, look, there's too many traffic laws. They're going to say, public safety. First thing they're going
to
say.
That should be part of the motion to dismiss. Listen to Eddie Craig. That's what you can do about it. He's got great traffic stuff.
855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Are you concerned that the values that made America great are no longer taught in schools? Well, I am, so I got my son the Tuttle Twins children's book series.
My name is Jack, and I'm 11, and I just finished the Tuttle Twins series. It taught me about liberty, free market, economics, and entrepreneurship.
Give all the young people in your life a chance at reason and clear thought, because they're not going to get it at school. There are 9 books in the series, and each one teaches a set of ideas that children aren't getting elsewhere. Go to TuttleTwins.com and use coupon code FTL to get 40% off. That's TuttleTwins.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Travelers are hitting the roads and skies for the 4th of July holiday weekend. This woman at Tampa International Airport on Wednesday was happy to get ahead of most of the crowds.
My younger children drove me in, and so we had a really easy trip here. Not a lot of traffic, which was surprising. We also left plenty of time to get here, so it was pretty smooth.
Senate Majority Leader from Kentucky, Republican Mitch McConnell, is weighing in on the Nike American flag controversy.
So if we're in a political environment where the American flag has become controversial to Americans, I think we got a problem.
McConnell is urging Nike to reverse their decision to cancel production of a shoe featuring the Betsy Ross flag. And on this holiday-shortened trading day, the Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ all are closing at record highs. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever you want. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. It's right in the name. It's not a big surprise. My name's Mark.
I'm Jay.
I'm Angie.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE as in freedom. Reading a story from rightoncrime.com, and it's a police officer with 21 years of experience basically saying, and we had one recently too from another police officer, and they're just saying it over and over again, that traffic enforcement is revenue generation. That's because traffic enforcement is revenue generation. That's what it is.
Surprise.
Now, Paris like keeps growing and keeps getting hungrier and hungrier. It needs more revenue and more revenue every day.
Yeah, and the cops, many of them, they know this. They understand that either they're mercenary, is that, you know, realize, well, I can't say anything because I got to keep my job, or they, you know, intellectually they figured it out and they're willing to tell you.
And this is why police departments are having a hard time recruiting new cadets.
It's a true statement. We actually have an article like that may be coming up in a future episode of Free Talk Live. Got it there in the show prep. But I want to tell you about AnyPay. If you've got a retail business and you're looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance, well, if you're not, you should be, because cryptocurrency is getting huge. And you want to be able to take Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies, so go directly right now to helpmetakebitcoin.com. It only takes a few minutes to get this done. There's no reason to put it off. Do it right now. Helpmetakebitcoin.com. It's a great site that will make it extraordinarily easy for you. They've got an advertising system built in with their little map that allows people to find your business that you've just uploaded at helpmetakebitcoin.com. So not only will you be able to accept cryptocurrency, but you'll now be able to help a whole new segment of people that will probably do business with you that would have never walked in your store because you're taking cryptocurrency.
Well, that happened yesterday. Ian bought gas from the gas station down the road from me because if one of the guys, a couple of the guys that work there have Bitcoin wallets, cryptocurrency wallets, and they'll take cryptocurrency for gas.
Right. Awesome. Only in New Hampshire, right? Let's go to the call-in lines here on Discord. It's Bad Slave calling in from New Hampshire. Bad Slave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening.
What's on your mind?
I wanted to bring up my pet law change.
Your pet what?
Law change.
Law change, okay.
And what it is basically a reduction down to the bare minimum of possibilities for law enforcement to actually detain people.
All right. What would be the ways?
We would just require every police officer, every law enforcement officer, to actually have recording of some event that represents a potential of harming someone else.
Okay. So they have to have audio or video of an event that would have caused harm to a victim.
Well, that even a close call.
I'd like to see evidence of an actual injury. Of an injury.
Yeah, the evidence of an actual injury is going to be available whether it's recorded or not, I would guess, if there's some harm that has been done.
Yeah, if there was an actual injury. But, most of these crimes are, there's no injury involved, like we're just talking about. It's just all about revenue generation.
This is my point. These should never even be the thought of turning the lights on. And I think that we could put in some, a couple blanket laws that will eliminate that.
This would include
encouraging the general court to do that.
Eliminating copyright, because the reason most people are getting, messed with by cops is all comes down to copyright. I believe these courts are copyright courts. They're obviously not constitutional courts. I've been in and out of them tremendously, and it all comes down to using copyright. And basically that name and date of birth on any government document is essentially copyright that the state is claiming, and they're bringing you into these copyright courts.
But that's just a complication. I mean,
it's a fact.
Ideally, we would just remove the requirement for a driver's license and do what you're doing and get away with it somehow.
I'd say I have a quibble with it all. For one, a crime doesn't have to have a victim to be, like, negligent as hell. Let's use, for example, taking a gun and firing bullets into the air. Chances are low that those bullets are going to come down on somebody's head and kill them. But it has happened. And
I'm talking about in the realm of traffic enforcement.
I understand with traffic enforcement, I'm of the opinion that there are certain things that you can do that are just so negligent that we've got to have some kind of rule for getting you off the road.
Well, I think that, so you detain people that you've got a recording of people doing exactly that.
Yep.
And if these guys are all driving with their dash cams running, or even their body cams, then there's going to be a recording of something.
Right. I don't disagree with that point, Bad Slave. I think it's a fine idea.
Well, that's all I'm asking for here. That we have accountability.
I hope we get it. I wish I could give it to you.
Yeah, I mean, we probably go down, 90% in the number of, stupid pullovers. I mean, you see these people on the side of the road all the time.
Well, one of the things that the problem here is that towns, municipalities, counties, these kind of places, they can't afford to pay for the police to only do things that would generally make people happy as the constituency.
Lay them off.
Agreed. That's kind of not how it goes, unfortunately.
Private security is a lot cheaper than
Thanks
cops.
For the call, Bad Slave. Ultimately, a lot of these cops are brought in because departments want to grow and revenue. They generate revenue, and they're willing to generate revenue. The cops that are sitting there going, I'm only given tickets where, you know, somebody's been grossly negligent or there's a victim. That guy's going to get moved off patrol and moved to something else if he stays on the force at all.
Their retirement fund depends very much on the base paying into the retirement fund to ever increase with the public sector employment. There has to be more hirees at the bottom. It is a classic pyramid scheme.
It's a Ponzi scheme.
And it is a Ponzi scheme also. But if you look at the structure of it, and then, you know, you just go start looking into somebody's, you know, government retirement funds, and it literally requires a increase of actual employees to make the fund effective.
Is that why places like Detroit and so many northern yep. towns and the Rust Belt are just going, their pension funds are going broke?
They're all going broke, but we've just heard only about a few of them. But they're pretty much every city, major city, is underfunded in the United States. The state of California, their pension fund is tremendously underfunded, a whole bunch of them. And this is also another reason why they can't hire cops, because young guys are realizing that these pension funds are probably not going to pay out in 40 years because it's unlikely they're going to pay out in a few years, the way the numbers look.
A lot of departments are going to 401ks. I mean, whether or not police work brings in the fat government paycheck that it did 10, 15, 20 years ago is really irrelevant to the new recruit. The new recruit just needs to know whether or not, what am I going to get paid for flipping burgers at McDonald's versus going out and being an HVAC guy versus being a cop. I mean, you know, it's a profession. They learn a particular trade. They have to go to school for a period of time, whatever. And they say, well, you know, in some places, being the cop makes a lot of sense financially. But you're right. The number of police is going down, down, down. It's the truth.
And if pension funds require it to expand, especially like Manchester's pension fund requires expansion of the employees.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Final segment of Free Talk Live. It's possible. So we might squeeze you in. I don't know. Well, we'll see. 855-450-3733. I give you the number. What's the worst that's going to happen? Call in and nobody takes the call, right? I mean, you know, that could happen. It's Mark with you.
Jay.
And Angie.
I want to tell you real quick about the AMP program. Mitch. That's all he said, that's all he gives for his name. Mitch is a platinum amplifier, so thank you so much, Mitch, for going above and beyond. But all we ask is for $5 a month over at amp.freetalklive.com, and that program, I firmly believe, has helped us to reach the 200 radio stations we're on, the more than 100,000 podcast downloads in a month. And honestly, we could double those numbers. If we double the amplifiers, go to amp.freetalklive.com. Appreciate it. It's amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the Discord line. Gene, the Christian anarchist, is on the line. Gene, you there? This is what happens when I don't call.
I am here.
Okay,
but gotcha. Yes, hello. I'm here, but I'm in Alaska, and the signal might not be the best.
All right.
So,
well, spit it out in one roll, and then there won't be a problem.
Did you fly your plane there?
No, I flew on a commercial plane. But, yeah, I was going to mention, Jay, that I had had a little bit of experience fighting the goons in their own courts as well. And there was a particular instance where I got a speeding ticket and I went to court and made my case before the judge. And afterwards, he even complimented me and said what a great job I did making my case, but he still found me guilty and charged me a bunch of money. So
he's got a quota, too.
Yep. So it just reinforces my idea that we don't live in a society of laws. We live in a gang society, a bunch of warlords. And so
copyright enforcement.
I enjoy it as well when you go to court. It's kind of fun to go in there and jostle with them. But you have to realize, of course, that it's a rigged game.
Yeah, I mean it's a hobby, and don't expect to find it fulfilling every single time. You know, you win some, you lose some, but when you're playing on their turf by their rules, you're probably going to win and lose more than you win. Yeah. It's just a guess. But not
now,
to say that people don't win.
I have had two of them dismissed before I even got to court. I mean, Basically, as soon as I said I wanted to challenge it and have a trial, and then I told them, you know, as discovery, I want the training records for the police officer, the calibration records for the radar gun, and
you're
all
right.
That stuff.
That's exactly the system.
As soon as I said all that, they said, case dismissed, get out of here.
You right.
Know, they didn't want to deal with it.
If they don't identify you as a troublemaker that needs to be quashed for whatever reason, then they're just like, eh, if we just drop this case, this guy will go away. In a lot of cases, that will work, and I think that'll drive up your sort of success numbers. It requires some work, but nonetheless, it's probably worth it. I've done similar things. For instance, the parking tickets in Keene, New Hampshire are $5. So if you go into the the parking enforcement and say, I want to take this one to court, they're probably going to drop it because they've got to have the parking enforcer that gave you the ticket now needs to be in court for probably an hour, maybe 2 hours, while y'all sit there and wait for your case to come up, and then the prosecutor, and then God knows who else, and all that stuff, and a $5 ticket?
And tying up that ticket writer in court is really good activism by itself. And I will tell you,
as long as we understand that it's activism and not, not some kind of cost-benefit analysis that works.
Probably 10% of the time that I've been in court, the cop was a no-show, and I've helped a lot of people prep for court, write motions, and we sent in all kinds of paperwork and our interrogatories and stuff like that, I had a friend, she was so upset, she did a lot of role-playing, but she was so upset that the cop didn't show up because she really wanted to,
Right.
She wanted to do it.
She won, but she didn't get to do it.
Right.
By the way, if you want to learn many of the tricks of the trade there, go to court.freetalklive.com. That's court.freetalklive.com, and
I didn't know that was a course thing there.
Yeah, it is now. This, as of this week.
Oh, nice.
The jurisdictionary course, if you're familiar with it, we took it. But both of us, all the hosts of Free Talk Live, took it a few years ago, and Ian really learned a lot and has used many of the tactics. So go there and learn that. It's court.freetalklive.com. Gene?
Yeah, the one where the judge ruled against me, even though he said I did a good job, I had the police officer on the stand, and I cross-examined him and kind of, showed that he really didn't know what he was doing, regarding how to operate the radar gun and whether it's supposed to be used as primary or secondary, all these things that he's supposed to know and he didn't know. But the judge took his word over mine anyway. And,
yep. I had the police officer on the stand admit that he did not know what color my car was. The only things he knew about my car was what had been written down on the ticket. And so any information that about the car that might have been available, he didn't have it. He did not remember the interaction. And I made it abundantly clear. He made it abundantly clear through his testimony. He didn't know anything but what he had written down. So how can he testify if you don't remember anything? And I moved
because
to move.
Because he has a badge.
Yeah, because I moved to throw everything out. And then when the judge said that he was unwilling to throw out the information, throw out the testimony of the officer because the officer didn't remember anything, I said, well, I'd like to. I have another objection, and that's that there's collusion going on between the judiciary and the executive. The officer being the executive, you being the judiciary. Would you like some evidence for that, Judge? And, he fell for it and said, sure.
I'll give him it no matter what.
Right, right. And he said, that guy has a gun on and was allowed to come in this court and I was disarmed. So you have treated him differently than you treated me. And now I'm to presume that I'm going to get a fair trial and that my testimony is going to be weighted the same as his. And the judge said, basically ruled, I've known this guy for years, and I believe everything he says. Goodbye, you're guilty. Click.
And he just made the collusion case stronger.
Yeah, sure he did.
And anytime you go to court, if you actually want to beat it, you need to prepare your court case for appeal.
For the appeal, yeah.
You have to prepare it for the appeal because there's always a chance that you might lose it and you want to go to appeal. So preparing for appeal is very important.
Well, in this case, I told him, hey, throw me in jail. I'm not going to pay the fine. And he said, why don't you go to the clerk of courts? They'll work out something with you on the fine. They went over there. They said I could do community service with any not-for-profit. Found a not-for-profit in New Hampshire that was willing to give me community service hours for emceeing at Porkfest. So as the MC for an anarchist festival, I worked off my speeding ticket trial thing.
That's nice. That's sweet.
Yeah, yep. Thanks for the call, Gene. Appreciate it.
Yep.
And let's go to David calling in from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, yeah, hypocrisy. In the last election in New Mexico, they had Yvette Harrell, which is a Republican in my congressional district for the U.S. Seat. And she was given the election, and then they, in the middle of the night, they retracted it and gave it to the Democrat. And there's fairly obvious vote fraud going on. The ballots that showed up in the middle of the night and some things that after analysis, after the fact, didn't meet legal scrutiny and such. So anyway, she was on the KKOB radio here today with Brandon Vogt complaining about that the voice of these voters had been silenced, and she had lost the election. And during that same call-in telephone show, I, as her constituent, by invitation, call in, please, and ask Yvette Harrell questions on the Brandon Vogt show on KKOB. I call in, and they won't let me question my own candidate that wants my vote in my district, the candidate that's complaining that she was discriminated against, right, or she was treated, yeah. So
that your voice was being silenced because of her discrimination against her, then discriminates against you and silences your voice.
Sounds like voter suppression.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so they were doing to me exactly what they were complaining was done to them. So hypocrisy, Yvette Harrell, Republican, New Mexico, and Brandon Vogt.
What about this, Dave? I got you. So what about, did this sort of happen when New Mexico did the sort of mail-in ballot thing? Because in New Mexico, you can vote like 6 weeks early.
Yes, exactly. There was absentee ballots is what it was won on. In the middle of the night, they discovered a bunch of absentee ballots that had not been counted, and then they were too tired to count them in the middle of the night, and so they didn't count them until the next day, and then they reversed the election, and they broke some law. Yeah?
Oh, I'm just amazed. Thanks for the call, David. 855. Yeah. I'm giving the number. Go to freetalklive.com. By the way, check out our Telegram group. Go to telegram.freetalklive.com, and you can get all the show prep that we're spitting out. Telegram.freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. Local.bitcoin.com. I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.